Time to take five for your community, a service of Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Serving your healthcare needs since 1899 and by the Emerald Place in Washington. And it's the first Monday of a new month. We welcome Washington Mayor Joe Wellman into the studio with us. Mayor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dwayne.
If you haven't seen the mayor supporting a beer now because of the Promise, which she's actively involved in.
That's right.
Boy, I'll tell you what, tickets are going fast for the Promise this year.
Yes, they are. As always, there's no price to the tickets, but you have to have one to get in. And there will be, I think, 8 performances, March 11th and 12th, and then the 14th through the 18th, weeknights and a few weekends. And it's going to be at Antioch Christian Church. It's always a great performance. There's probably over 100 people representing a couple dozen churches throughout our community. It's a great great show, great singing, great choreography. Always a little different. If you've seen it before, there's a few changes each time. And so I want to welcome everybody to come out to that.
And they've got a website. I think it's thepromise.com, right?
Or Washington Promise.
Washington Promise.
WashingtonPromise.com. Or you can call 254-5605 for to get your tickets and reserve your seats.
Be sure to get those tickets.
Yes,
and speaking of getting tickets, it won't be long when you'll want to get some tickets for our next community concert series, which is back again this year by request from the community, Mayor.
Yes, we've gotten a lot of requests last year, as you know, when we had the Bicentennial Concert Series, and a lot of people wanted us to continue it. So we've got a real good committee working on fundraising right now. Obviously, the ticket prices haven't been set until we figure out how much money we can raise throughout the community. So, but that's coming up, first one I believe is in April. That's tentatively planned, and I know you're working very hard on that, Dwayne.
Looking forward to it.
We appreciate that.
Got some really good shows coming. What else you got on your list?
Well, we've got downtown. If anybody's been down Main Street or Van Tree Street, you've seen the Davis Community Hospital's Core Rehab Center. Coming right along, I believe that's going to be open next or later this month. They're looking at moving in anyways this month, and it's going to be a great, great, great facility. I've taken a couple of tours of it as it's been worked on. It's just going to be a great facility for the community, for the hospital, for the various rehabs everywhere from chiropractic to athletic training to physical and occupational therapy. Going to have an x-ray unit there, so it's going to be a great facility for downtown. Along with that is the what I've dubbed the Bicentennial Park. Our Bicentennial Committee wanted to hold back enough money to do some long-term things, and one of those is the Bicentennial Park. The city and the Bicentennial Committee fundraising is going together to put in a kind of a walkway between the parking lot to Main Street for after hours for people to park, and also there'll be a small stage. There'll be some people can rent it to have outdoor events. Part of it's covered, but it's going to be a great facility. Along with that, when I was in there last week, they're beginning work on the restaurant that's going to be right between that and the Cherry Ghost.
That's going to be really cool, yeah.
So that's going to be good. The other thing that's going on is we're making plans right now as we speak for April for all the cleanup and Earth Day. Earth Day is April 22nd this year. Purdue Clean Stream. Purdue is doing their Clean Stream project again, and German American is planning on their Clean Sweep project, and then also our team up to clean up. And if there's anybody interested in forming a team to help clean up litter in their neighborhood, please call Sam Quast. Her number is 254-2792. Working together again with the Flower Arts and Flowers Garden Club. A lot of things going on and getting ready to happen as spring pops here.
You know, April 22nd, you'll be throwing out the first pitch, too, at the
Chuck
Carman Little League.
That'll be
opening day at the ballpark. So, again, lots going on in our community. If you have questions for the mayor, the door's always open. The city meetings are on Mondays.
Yes, second and fourth Mondays, Council and Board of Public Works. We'll be meeting a week from tonight. We'll be our first meeting in February. Call the office anytime you have any questions, 254-5575.
All right. Washington Mayor Joe Wellman joined us for a city update to the first Monday of each month. Mayor, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving us this time.
You betcha. Take five, a service of Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy and the Emerald Place.